I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. Merry Christmas. Today is Christmas, and if you're listening to the show today, hey, thanks. Thanks for spending your day with me. I'm actually pre-recording it, so today is actually the Friday before Christmas for me. But you're listening to this on Christmas, so Merry Christmas. I thought, and I racked my brain, what would be a good thing to talk about for Christmas? And, oh, I'm a little bit ADD today. I forgot to tell you. Thanks for listening. This is Chico Now. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. I'm registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences here in California. Okay. I racked my brain over and over and over to try to think about what would be an appropriate topic to talk about for Christmas. I mean, who wants to talk about depression or anxiety or post-traumatic stress on Christmas? No one wants to listen about that. And I thought, what would I want to talk about? What would I want to listen to? And you know what I would want to listen to? I would want to learn a little bit more about calming, happy, enjoying my family type of things. And so I thought I would talk about learning how to be present and learning how to be okay with not being present. And I know that sounds a little bit contradictory, but I promise you it's going to go somewhere. Okay, I don't know. I am a little bit extra ADD today, maybe because it's the Friday before Christmas. So sometimes I go off on rabbit trails. We'll see where it goes. We're extemporaneous today. Okay, so being present. And we all have heard that term. I think most people have, whether you're in the field of psychotherapy or not, about being present and being present and I'm present. But I kind of wanted to go through it a little bit with you and talk about the value of it and what various different people might presume is being present and what actually is being present. Okay. So one person might say, well, I'm present. I'm a present parent. My spouse gets upset with me when I'm watching our child, when I'm playing video games while I watch our child. But I'm there, I'm paying attention, like I'm present with him. Another person might say, well, I am kind of lost in my thoughts when I'm pushing the kids on the swings, but I'm there, I'm present. I'm pushing them on the swings and I'm present. Another person might say, I always go to my child's sports game. And yeah, I'm usually on the phone or playing a game on my phone or on Facebook or whatever it is. But hey, I showed up and I'm present. Well, being physically present, yes, that is very important. It is important to push your kids on the swings. It is important to be at the sports game. It is important to be there for your toddler while your spouse is running errands or whatever it is. It's important to be at work and be there on time, right? So you are an accountant and you're there and you show up to work and you're doing your stuff, but you've been fighting with your spouse and your head is one foot in your spouse fight and the other foot on the accounting. Or you're with your spouse and you guys are on a date night, but you're thinking about work and you just need to get one more quick text message out, but you're present. So a lot of people will presume that's presence. And while it is, I mean, technically being physically present, it is not being relationally or psychologically present. So what, when you hear somebody in my field talk about being present, being in the moment, being in the now, being mindful, there's a lot of different little terms, and people get very kind of woo-woo zen about it. But really what it means is being right here with the person in front of you, tuned into them, or being present with yourself, tuned in to what's happening around you and to what you're experiencing within you is also being present. So since today is Christmas, and this airs in the afternoon or evening, if you've already opened presents, I want you to think back to that time. And then I want you to carry it forward with dinner or with tomorrow, the day after Christmas, whatever. Whatever time it is you're listening to this, since it airs throughout the whole evening. And I want you to think about, while you are watching your family members or while you are experiencing whatever festivities you might have experienced this morning, were you thinking about other things? Or were you fully giving your attention to experiencing that moment? Were you also playing a game on your phone while you were multitasking, being there for everyone else? So looking up from your phone and nodding and then looking back down to your phone. So really just be aware what was going on for you. When we come back after the commercial, we will talk a little bit more about being present. And once again, my name is Jessica Wilkerson with Chico Creek Counseling.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I want to remind you guys that while this is a 30-minute radio show that talks about psychotherapeutic topics, it is not a substitute for psychotherapy. So if anything that we're talking about triggers you and you think, I want to explore that a little bit more, then I want to encourage you to reach out to the people in your community who can help you do that. So we have marriage and family therapists, social workers, and clinical psychologists who are all capable and trained in helping you explore what's going on for you and to develop the skills you need to go deeper into the things that we're talking about. Today's topic is being present. So I've noticed with a lot of clients and a lot of people just in my personal life in general that electronics have really taken over, specifically our phones. And so we want to take a picture and we want to send it to someone. We have a little game that we have to remember when Farmville came out. That was the big deal. And then later it was Candy Crush. And you have all these like time deadlines and I have to feed my chickens. I never had a Farmville, but I know that there was like feeding chickens and like, oh, it's been 2 hours. I have to feed my chickens or my chickens will die. And wow, chickens are really hungry creatures. That's a pretty quick mortality rate. But so there's all these little things and it'll just take a second. It'll just take a second. But the thing is, you're looking at the clock, you're watching the clock, you're thinking about being able to get on and do that thing. Your mind was over there while it should have been over here. That's the big difference. And so one way to be present is to put those electronic devices away when you're doing the activity that you want to be present for. And I know that can be hard and you might be waiting for something from somebody. And in those cases, if you're a parent and you know, you want to make sure that your child who's out and about can reach you, then maybe don't put your phone in your purse or underneath the couch cushion. But go put it in another room and make sure the ringer is all the way high, all the way up, right? So you can trust that you'll hear from that person if you need to, but it is far enough away that it would be really inconvenient for you to go pick it up and just look at it at a moment's notice. Another way, when you start feeling like, okay, I'm trying to be aware, to be present, I'm not being present right now, all this stuff is happening inside of me, and I'm thinking about this and I'm thinking about that. So the parent that is pushing their kids on their swings, but their head is in the clouds, usually your child wants your attention when they're being swung, right? They want you to tickle their feet. When you go to push them, they want you to whisper their name and say, "You're so silly," and "I gotcha." And when they ask you a question, they don't want you to have to come down from the clouds before you answer it. They want you to be able to just answer it because you're tuned into them. Or if you're at the game and you've got your phone, your head in your phone, even though it's super boring and your kid isn't even playing the game, like they're a bench warmer for this period of time, later they're going to be like, "Oh man, did you see when so-and-so did that thing?" And you're like, "Oh no, I wasn't looking because you weren't in." And you can't engage in the conversation because you weren't being present for the whole activity. So those are the little things that where you think, well, I was present when my child needed me, but they needed you to be present even though they weren't necessarily reaching out to you and engaging with you. Okay, so now you know that. You didn't know that before. So don't beat yourself up. You know that now. All you can do is do better moving forward. You can't go back and change time, right? There's no guilt trips here. We just move forward and do a little bit better than we did before. And if you're someone who doesn't struggle with being present, like, kudos, because most of us do. The human race, we've got so much going on, so much on our plate. It is something that if people are saying, "I'm always fully present and I am never distracted," they are either Jesus reincarnated, which means they're not Christian, right? Or they might be maybe under false impressions of what they're capable of, because we're humans and humans are not fully perfect all the time. We could just do a better job. So one way is to be self-aware. Am I being present? I want to be present. And the other way is, once we find that out, we take some breaths. There's this app that I like to suggest to my clients called Calm, C-A-L-M, Calm. And you, once you download that, you go to the little button that says meditate, and then just the one that says breathe. And all it is this little circle that goes, this little dot that goes around the circle. And from this point to this point, you breathe in. From this point to this point, you hold that breath. And then the next point, you breathe out. And I like it because your mind is active on following that circle and following the instructions of breathing in, pausing, and breathing out. So it's busy enough that you can't think about other things, but you're not thinking about anything. And so it helps you come out, come down from the clouds, come out of your worries, come out of the repetitive thinking of anxiety, helps you come out of the despondency of depression. Like, whatever's going on for you, when you're doing that little app, it helps. And then next, it's causing you to breathe. And when you're breathing, you're turning on your prefrontal cortex. That's your seat of good reasoning. Your prefrontal cortex is the part of your brain that says, "Hey, I want to do this thing. This thing I am going to do. And these are the steps I need to do it." When you are trying to multitask and do 1,000 different things and you start getting escalated, that part turns off. So taking 3 to 5 slow, deep breaths in and out. 3 breaths to just pause for 3 deep breaths literally takes like 20 seconds. 20 seconds. We think it's going to be forever, but it's 20 seconds. Okay, 3 breaths while on our commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about not being present.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit more. Oh, wait, it's the third segment. I have to give you my credentials again. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to learn more about me or any of my colleagues or Joe Taylor at Chico Creek Counseling, please feel free to visit us online at www.chicocreekcounseling.com. Okay, so we just had the first two segments were about being present and increasing what does being present mean. And now that you know what it is not and you know what more about what it is, and a little like one or two tools to increase your ability to get present and stay that way, I wanted to talk about the not being present part. Because I recently had a client who made a really good point. And it's something that, I don't know, I think that most people don't think about. And that I certainly hadn't been thinking about. Like, it's just an alternate thing. And so I thought that would really go really well here. And so what my client had been talking about was how this person has been trying to become more okay with being present and more okay with just being, not needing to do, go, just being, that they have always struggled with just being for the sake of being and enjoying that moment, and that they're always beating themselves up about not being able to do that. So they're trying to do it and they're not successful. They're feeling all this anxiety and like they have all these other things they should be doing. And then they're judging themselves about what they should be doing, which is they should be doing nothing and they should be able to enjoy doing nothing, but they can't do nothing because they have all these other things, and being sitting there doing nothing is awkward and feels horrible. And it becomes, and so then they try even harder to do nothing and be okay with it. And then it just sticks out like a sore thumb even more, and then they judge themselves even more, and it becomes this huge obstacle of judgment and doubt, and doesn't that just feel slimy to you? Like, wouldn't that be horrible to be doing that to yourself? And my client was saying that after, you know, having come for a while and talking with me and just being on this journey, that person has become more okay with not being able to be present. And, I just wanted to get up and give that person a hug, which I did not do because that's not professional. And the person I am in my personal life is a huggy, touchy person, but the person who I am in my professional life is appropriate, healthy boundaries and not running over and hugging people. Right? That might be a little awkward for them. What was my therapist doing? So I didn't. I wanted to. So because I was so proud of my client. That's just so impressive. It is really hard to want to be able to be present and want to be able to just exist for the sake of existing and to feel super awkward about it and have that be a catalyst for this downward spiral of shame and doubt and self-consciousness. And so we've been working on, well, when you're feeling that way, give it a try. Take your breaths, you know, and we'll practice in our session doing the breathing and being like, take a personal inventory. What does it feel like in your body right now? What do you think is happening in the room right now? Are you okay with that? And if you can still, if you can calm down and just sit and exist and watch a TV show or read a book and do nothing for the sake of doing nothing, then great. And if you can't, if you're like, okay, well, I did the breathing and I took an internal inventory, but I still don't want to sit and do nothing, then don't do it. Go walk the dogs. Go in the garden. Go do something. That's okay. And so, like, whenever we have a discussion, I just say, hey, you know, whatever, you gave it a shot. Go do something else and just enjoy your life. The whole principle is to enjoy your life. And the person was saying how it still comes in, but it's a lot less frequently and it's dimmer. And so they're not marinating in that all the time. And don't you think that if you're not marinating in all that distress, the ability to be present would eventually get easier and easier to obtain because you're not falling down that rabbit trail of self-consciousness and self-doubt. So I want to tell that to you guys. While the two-thirds of this show has been about being present and giving the people around you your attention and being self-aware of what the experience is for you, because it is a lot more fun. You know, it is a lot more fun to watch a movie with your family and have your phone on the charger in the other room than it is to watch a movie with your family while you're also scrolling through social media or playing a game. Because I'll tell you, I get stuck on Sudoku. I love Sudoku. I love it. And once I master one app, I will download a new app and do more Sudoku. But when I'm watching a movie with my family while doing Sudoku versus watching a movie with my family, and that's all I'm doing, there is a lot more joy out of that experience. It is so weird. And that's because we're fully present in the experience. And so I want to challenge you guys. It's Christmas. It's the week between Christmas and New Year's. I don't want you to make your list of resolutions. I just want you to work on practicing being more present than you have been. Because we all are human in this fast-paced world. And even if we're present, we could always use a little bit more presence. All right. Oh, presents on Christmas. Merry Christmas.